You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm excited and thrilled to announce that I'm at the Milken Institute for the 2023 Global Conference. And today, my guest is William Lee, who is the Chief Economist for the Milken Institute. Hey, just want to start off by saying, Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. It's a great pleasure to be here.
So, Bill, excited to get into today's topic. So I want to know about this Milken magic I'm hearing about. I want to hear about, you know, how you got involved with Milken, of course, and some of the content that you're seeing today. And one of my goals is to introduce the Milken Conference, the Milken Institute to our audience, because I want more people to get involved. But just to start this episode off, Bill, we'll start this off with what we call our Mission Matters Minute. Mm-hmm. So, Bill, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Bill, what mission matters to you?
You know, when I first got to Milken Institute, quite frankly, I never heard of it. Mike Milken, of course, I knew about because he was a personal hero of mine. Mike has been a genius who discovered a way of allowing small companies around the world to find financing to create great stuff. CNN in the old days was just some idea that said, you know, I think an all news channel might really make it, and no one would give him financing. And Mike came along and said, I got a way to do this for you. And he did that for so many companies. So the fact that he is the man who created a whole new way of finance is the guy who makes him the hero of every person who's been in economics or finance or business school. So that was the Mike Milken that I knew about. When I came here 5 years ago, I was chief U.S. economist at Citi. Most of my life, I've been in the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve, and essentially, you know, relatively state institutions, right? And they said, you know, the Milken Institute is more than just Mike. I said, what do you mean more than just Mike? It's Mike. And they said, we're about healthcare. We're about philanthropy. We're about having fun and having this mission of ours is to let people have access to funding. Mike's first accomplishment was faster cures, a portion of the Milken Institute that accelerates the approval of drugs. It was taking forever to get drugs approved. And Mike just stepped in there and figured out ways of getting things done. Philanthropy. People like to give away money when they're rich and they feel like, you know, I've made a lot of money. I should pay back to society, but how the hell do I do this? And Mike came along with a structured way to say, here's how you can give money to causes and see its impact to have absolute accountability for every one of your hard earned dollars, where it goes. And that third pillar is still one where when Mike interviewed me, he said, Bill, I know you know me from finance, but I care a lot about healthcare. I care a lot about philanthropy. I spend most of my time there. I'm also in education. But, you know, my first heart of heart loves is still finance. You can go out. You don't have a compliance officer to worry about. You can go out and talk about whatever you want. But don't embarrass me. And that's the only mandate I got from Mike. Don't embarrass me. So make sure you don't embarrass that I don't embarrass Mike, and we're fine.
Fantastic. Can you talk a little bit more about your role as a chief economist and really what you do for Milken Institute?
Yeah. Well, it's evolved over time. I came in here to help direct the research 5 years ago. And then I discovered that a hole that needed to be filled here was to get outside exposure, people like you, for help, to have more people understand what the Milken Institute does. And since I spent most of my life at the Fed, the IMF, I know a lot about the macroeconomy, inflation, unemployment, what the Fed's doing, what other countries are doing. I opened up the International Monetary Fund's Hong Kong office right after the Asian crisis. So I lived in Hong Kong for 3 years. So I know about China and Hong Kong and the East. So essentially what I do now is to use that expertise. I go on CNBC, Bloomberg, and a lot of the business stations. Sometimes CBS catches me. Sometimes CNN catches me when it's a breaking story about the economy and the global economy. And I talk about stuff out there. And in doing so, I represent Mike. I represent the Milken Institute in doing this. And I think that is a fabulous job where, as my friends tell me, you get to shoot your mouth off, you get paid for it, and you have Mike's approval. So it's really fantastic.
Sounds like a lot of wins there. So looking at the conference this year, what are some of maybe your favorite moments? And again, not the favorite moment, not nobody competing, no. But a lot of initiatives here. I know over 800 speakers. If my math is right on this one, there's a lot going on.
It's over 900.
It's over 900. I'm going to take your word for it, chief economist, by the way.
Well, actually, I just saw that in the corridor here. So our numbers are up to 900 now. But you know, Mike has done this for 26 years now, I think. And in the old days, it used to be a gathering of a lot of clients that of Mike's and people who got together, because what a great way to meet other clients and other people where business deals are made. That was then. But boy, has Mike evolved this. This conference has now become a gathering. There's a very famous international conference in Switzerland, Davos, the World Economic Forum. And that's where all the big wigs get together and talk about the state of the world. Topics include climate change to finance to stuff in the healthcare field. This conference is really called the Davos of the West. It is referred to as a Western California version of that kind of conference. But we have actually put a different spin on it. What we want as our main focus, the mission of the Milken Conference, as opposed to Milken Institute itself, is to get people together who had never gotten together before. And to force them to talk to one another. My first year here, I said, God, this place is crowded.
It is.
You could barely walk down the corridors. I said, Mike, there's a hotel right next door. Why don't we just expand our venues over there? Bill, you don't understand. The point of bringing people here is to force them to just touch each other. And to really get them so crowded, they can't help but to talk to one another. And I think that really says a lot about the way Mike thinks, right? He wants to bring people together into an event where there are interesting panels that you can go to, but his mandate to all the guests and especially the staff is to go to at least one or two meetings and conference panels that you never heard of, stuff that you would never in your wildest dreams think you'd be going to. Like petting dogs, or you know, if you're in finance, go to something about artificial intelligence and healthcare or giving philanthropy, and find out from those experts, because there's inevitably something that you will pick up.
So you know, I got to put you on the spot. What's one of them? It doesn't have to be all one right. or the other. Just one
okay,
from
I couldn't
this
slip
year.
Out of there.
No, couldn't let you do it. Just one from this
one
year.
One of the nicest things about the Milken Conference is that there are both public sessions and private sessions. Public sessions are where all the world's experts, like in our very first opening panel, we had the managing director of the IMF. And then we had as the second, she was the warm-up act for the head of Citi and all of the big banks. Yeah. And they talked about the state of the world. So those are the public panels. And those are really newsmakers. All the newspaper press will quote them. But the private sessions are meetings that are held under Chatham House rules. That is, I can say stuff, but you can't say, boy, Bill said the most idiotic stuff here.
Yeah.
You can say the most idiotic stuff was said at this private meeting, but you can't say Bill said it. Right? So Chatham House rules. So I just had a meeting about the Fed and under Chatham House rules. And so we talked about topics like, is there really a banking crisis out there? And is there something that we really should worry about? And I brought up this little factoid. You realize in the United States that only about 11% of company financing is brought about because of banks, and that most financing is done in the capital markets. People, companies issue bonds, they issue equity, and all of the people you see here, a lot of them are buyers of those bonds. Yeah. So the financing, like I said, most of the financing is done through the capital markets. So why are we so worried about these banks?
Yeah.
You really think that banks, regional, small little regional banks go under, that it'll somehow crash the economy? So I posed that as a question. And the answers were all over the place. Some of them said, this is a serious matter. And other people said, wow, only 11%. Then why is the Fed so adamant about saving these banks? And so the discussion went on and on. I really don't want to go into too many details, but that gives you a flavor of the wide range of views that are here. And when a crackpot like me throws out a question that says, why should you care about banks?
Yeah.
It evokes a lot of discussion. And I think those are kind of my favorite moments where I can be somewhat of a neat, obnoxious New York crackpot, which is where I come from. And at the same time, be able to get a really serious discussion about how do you manage your portfolios? You, a pension fund, right? Representing teachers, firemen, people, all hospital workers. How do you manage their pension in this crazy world?
Yeah. So let's talk for a moment to maybe some of the other like corporate executives out there and, some of the others that are leaders in industry that haven't been involved with Milken Institute or the conference. Mm-hmm. Like, what should they be thinking about in terms of their involvement and why? Because as you mentioned, like touching shoulders, like getting in here, having these meaningful conversations, like what should they be thinking about?
If you're starting out as a small entrepreneur and you haven't been in touch with, especially if you're younger startup, and you haven't been in touch with our young leaders, you're missing out on a lot because the amount of brain power that's among in that circle is just phenomenal. And the amount of energy, because a lot of these guys are startups. A lot of these guys are at the verge of starting their businesses. Mm-hmm. They're looking for ways of funding, taking a page out of Mike's playbook. I need a different way of financing, right? Let's be creative. That's what you can get by being part of Milken. If you're way up there in the ranks of the Fortune 500, Fortune 100, and you haven't dealt with Milken, you're missing out because all your competitors are here, all your colleagues that you went to business school are here, and you're not part of the conversation. And if you're not part of the conversation, you're often left out and in a very serious way because you're missing out on opportunities, you're missing out on ways of bettering your business, you're missing out on the latest and greatest ideas in how to survive in the corporate world.
Yeah. And one of the things is I've been getting used to here is the vernacular and that Milken stuff. So and the Milken language. So one thing that I've heard is the Milken magic. That's one. I want your opinion on this one. The think tank versus I'm told that Mike says this is an action tank. Tell me what that means.
One of the places I spent most of my professional life, Federal Reserve, International Monetary Fund. I spent 5 years at Citi as their chief U.S. economist. And afterwards, I said, now where do I go?
Yeah.
I went to Citi when my friend said, you can't keep your mouth shut. So you're going to get fired in 6 months. And I said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to stay for 5 years.
Yeah.
Stay for 5 years. I said, all right, I'm out of here. And I said, where do I go? So the think tanks were the Brookings, the American Enterprise Institute, the stuff in Washington, which is where I was based, are the usual suspects of where I would be knocking on the door and saying, I'd like to be part of this group. And then I met up with the guys from here, the Milken Institute. And they said, Bill, we're on the West Coast. We operate completely differently. Right. First of all, you don't have to worry about suit and ties, even though I'm wearing one now.
Yeah.
but the most important thing is we are about doing something. Hmm. We're not just about writing papers that nobody reads. Hmm. We're not about trying to get on TV that no one watches because no one cares. The people here at the Milken Institute have a mission. Hmm. We want to be able to influence the world in a positive way. We want to provide funding for people who need it. We want to provide education for people who need it. And we want to combine the people who need the education with people with the funding and have the synergies form. So the notion of an action tank is everything we do is to hold an event like this, bring together the relevant people, government people, entrepreneurs, and financiers. Mm-hmm. Bring them together, sit them down and say, so what's the problem? Why can't you guys get together and make a deal? Mm-hmm. That's the heart of the action tank.
Amazing. Love it. Well, Bill, just have to say it has been great having you on the show today. Really a pleasure. And also to see the history that you've had with Milken, the Milken Institute, and the great work you're doing, really carrying the message worldwide. That being said, if somebody's watching this or listening to this, and if they want to follow the Institute or follow your work within the Institute, just in general, I mean, what's the best way for people to get involved?
Well, milkeninstitute.org is our website. So milkeninstitute, one word, .org. And you will find a nice display of a lot of things we do. Mike has also got a new venture called the Center for the Advancement of the American Dream. And that's a center that's being built in Washington, D.C., right across from the White House. Yeah. And when that opens up, it'll be the tourist spot in Washington. Oh, yeah. And as for me, and you want to know why it is it that you see an Asian face talking about the U.S. economy or the global economy, mm-hmm. a rare occurrence these days, I have a LinkedIn page. Just look me up, William Lee, economist, William Lee, Milken Institute, and you'll find it.
Fantastic. And for our audience, we'll put all that information in the show notes, really, so that you can just click on the links and head right on over. And Bill, really appreciate, again, your time today. And I know you got a busy, hectic conference schedule. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Adam, it's a pleasure, and anytime.